everlasting Father, we praise your holy name. We thank you because even if we had 1,000 tongues, we cannot tell the half of your goodness, of your faithfulness towards us. Lord, we exalt your holy name. We bless you for your loving kindness, for your unfailing grace, for the favor that you bestow on us, for the manifold blessings, for the peace that we enjoy that flows like a river. We say, Lord, accept our thanks, accept our praises in Jesus' name. As we've come into your presence this day with hearts of gratitude, with hearts of thanksgiving, say, Lord, accept our thanks, accept our praises in Jesus' name. Lord, we cannot tell the full extent of your faithfulness towards us. But we just say thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise, Father. For in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? And I'm gonna share with us briefly from the scriptures. Today's it's a packed service. So it's Thanksgiving Sunday. We have a baby dedication. It's good to see Theodore in the house. It's good to see his parents too. It's good to see his parents. But most importantly, you know, we have, I think he's the youngest member in the house. And he's coming to God's presence for the first time today. We give God the praise. So we're having a dedication service. We have the Thanksgiving service. But I just want to share with us briefly from the scriptures. You know, for the past month, the Holy Spirit has been laying something on my heart. And for about 3 weeks now, different people have been taking different sessions and harping on more or less the same thing. The authority we have, the power we have. Has anyone noticed that in a lot of our prayers, our services, our studies, we've been praying, even today, we've been praying about the power, the authority that we have in Christ Jesus. We've been praying about the manifestation of the power. And that's what the Holy Spirit has been laying on my heart. Today, I just want to talk about, you know, the power to perform. Power to perform. And I'm going to briefly read from the book of Acts chapter 1. We'll read the first 8 verses there. Acts chapter 1, verses 1-8. It says, the first account I composed, Theophilus, about all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up to heaven. After he had given orders to the Holy Spirit, by the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen, to these he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over a period of 40 days and speaking of things regarding the kingdom of God. Gathering them together, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised, which he said, you heard of from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Verse 6. So when they had come together, they began asking him, saying, Lord, is it at this time that you are restoring the kingdom to Israel? But he said to them, it is not for you to know periods of time or appointed times, which the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and as far as the remotest part of the earth. That verse 8 says, but you will receive power. And you shall receive power, for you shall receive power. And you shall receive power. You know, Luke is the author of the book of Acts. And he was writing to a friend of his called Theophilus. Theophilus means lover of God, one that loves God, a friend of God. Is that you? Is that me? And he told Theophilus that, you know what? You've seen the first book I wrote, the first account I gave of all that Jesus did. We see that in verse 1. He said that you've seen the first account I gave of all that he began to do and teach, all that he did and taught. You know, you've seen it. You've read it. Now I'm presenting another account to you. So he went on to build on, you know, recounting what the apostles did and what they too taught. For me, that first verse, saying that, you know, all that Jesus did and taught, I think we need to ask ourselves, what are we doing? So Jesus was not just teaching, he was teaching. And the account of Acts that, you know, that Luke wrote to Theophilus was also recounting the, you know, I once said, for me, it's the Acts of the Holy Spirit. We call it Acts of the Apostles. But you read through it and you see the various works of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. I think the common denomination or denominator between Jesus Christ and the disciples was the Holy Spirit. That was the common denominator. You know, we read the Gospels and we see so many, you know, wonders Jesus Christ did. So many miracles he performed. So many acts of kindness he showed. We read through the Acts of the Apostles. We see the same thing. What made it happen? It was the Holy Spirit. And that, you know, in Jesus Christ spent 40 days after his resurrection interacting with his apostles, with his disciples. And at a point, their concern was, all right, are you going to restore the kingdom of Israel? Are you going to restore the kingdom of Israel now that you've died, you've risen again? Is it time to restore the kingdom of Israel? But Jesus Christ made them understand that they were missing the focus. The priority was not the physical kingdom. The priority was not just gathering and worshiping. There was more of a spiritual focus. He said that, but you will receive power. You will receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And he told them, you know, that promise, let's remind ourselves of the promise of the Holy Spirit that Jesus Christ had already told them. They seem to have forgotten this. He told them that, you know what, the Holy Spirit is coming. So if you look at Luke chapter 14, verses 16 to 17. Says, I will ask the Father, this is Jesus, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper. Some versions say advocate, some versions say comforter. And he will give you another helper, so that he may be with you forever. The helper is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not know him. But you know him, because he remains with you and will be in you. And that is key. The Holy Spirit, he was telling them, you know, in John 14, that the Spirit remains with you. And afterwards, it will be in you. So from the get-go, the Holy Spirit was with the disciples. And it was saying, at an appointed time, the Holy Spirit will be in you. Praise the Lord that the Comforter came. And as Christians, as true children of God, the Spirit of God resides in us. He's not just with us. He is in us. It says it will remain with you and be in you. Praise the Lord. John 14, 26 says, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father sent in my name, he will teach you all things and remind you all that I've said to you. So again, the Holy Spirit, to teach you all things. So you have the Holy Spirit in you. He's teaching you all things. John 16, verse 7 and 8. It says, but I tell you the truth. And these were all Jesus' sayings, prior to his death and resurrection. He says, but I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I am living. For if I do not leave, the helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And he, when he comes, will convict the world regarding sin and righteousness and judgment. So the Holy Spirit in you is meant to be convicting the world regarding sin, regarding righteousness, regarding judgment. John 16, verse 13 says, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak of his own, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come. So the Holy Spirit in you should be revealing things to you, should be making known to you what is to come. The things that eyes have not seen, that ears have not heard, that the mind has not conceived. The Spirit of God in you, because the Spirit of God is in you and you have the mind of Christ, the Spirit will make those things known to you. Praise the Lord. So the disciples, Jesus Christ rose again. The disciples were there. They were talking with him. He was, you know, speaking with them. And their focus was, are you going to restore the kingdom of Israel? Thinking about the promises that Jesus Christ had made clear to them, the promise of the Father that is to come. And that's why he said, you know, stay in Jerusalem, receive this promise. And when you receive this promise, it says you will receive power after the Holy Spirit has come on you. We've said so much about power, power to, but what is the power to? What is the power for? It is to perform. We preach a lot about, you know, the gifts of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. You know, sometimes he said, you know, power to be a witness, power to make known the mind of God concerning people, concerning situations, power to speak into situations and make a difference. See, that is the power he's given us. And thank God that we have the Holy Spirit. You know, the word power that is used, I think it's from the Greek dunamai. And where we get dunamis and dynamite, you know, it's talking about miraculous power. Miraculous power. So we've been praying so much in the past few weeks. We've prayed so much. We've talked so much about the power and the authority we have. I think my challenge for each and every one of us as we continue in this month of July and the rest of the month is, are we really performing in that power? Are we walking in the authority and the power that the Holy Spirit has given to us? You know, I know, as we've read, that after the resurrection of Christ, the Spirit of God came. He said, if I do not go, the Holy Spirit will not come. So he went and the Spirit came. And we saw that on the day of Pentecost, the Spirit came upon every soul that was gathered in the upper room. Some 120 people plus. You know, it descended upon them and it began to reside in them. You know, in the Old Testament, we always see instances where, you know, the Spirit will come upon someone and they'll do something for a moment. But the Spirit is not visiting you. The Spirit is a resident in your body. So that tells me that, you know, that power is constant in us. What are you doing with that power? It says you will receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witnesses. You will speak of me. You know, if anybody could have given, you know, an instance of, you know, that demonstration of power, it's Jesus Christ himself. And Peter testified of Jesus in Acts 10:38. I know Brother David loves this verse so much. You know, when he went to minister to the household of Cornelius, and he was talking to him, he said that, you know, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Spirit and power. Again, dunamis, dunamai, miraculous power. And he went about doing good and healing all who were under the devil because God was with him. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed because God was with him. So Jesus Christ had that power and he was performing. He says he was doing good and he was healing. And, you know, when I think about it, you know, everybody can be doing good. You think about doing good and you think about social action. You think about caring. And that is something we should be doing. How are we doing good in our communities? Wherever we find ourselves, are we making a difference? I think the kids always sing that song. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Even if you adults don't know it, I know that my kids know it, yeah? We know it, right? Even if we don't know, oh, worship the King, or oh, magnify the Lord with me, I'm sure we know this little light of mine. Praise the Lord. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. I'm going to let it shine and shine and shine and shine until it's not just a little light, until it brightens up the whole place. Is your light shining forth? So you're doing good. Are you also manifesting that miraculous power? The power to heal. The power to speak the word, to speak a word of wisdom, to give a word of knowledge. The power to perform miracles. We have it in us. Let's get that right. God has not changed. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Elijah, is still the God we're serving. I mean, that song we sing, God of miracles. So if you're singing God of miracles, now my papa is my father. So he hasn't changed. He's still the God of miracles. Is he doing the miracles through you? Is he healing through you? Is he working wonders through you? Is he making a difference in the lives of those around you? We're told that Jesus Christ went about doing good and healing because he had the Holy Spirit, he had power, and because God was with him. So if God is with you, if God is with me, we should be doing good. We should be healing. That is our task. That is what we need to be doing. I pray that God will grant each and every one of us the power to perform and not to relent in the mighty name of Jesus. Shall we pray? I just want you to pray for yourself this morning. Just say, this is God's word to you. Are you operating in that power? You know, Jesus Christ said that the Holy Spirit, that at the point when he was speaking with the apostles, he said the Spirit lives with you now, and later on it will be in you. We thank God that the Spirit of God, because his word says, as many, you know, as are receiving, to them has he given the power to be called the sons of God. We have the Spirit of God in us because we're his sons, we're his daughters, we're his children. And as sure as we know that he's gone, Jesus Christ died and rose again. The comforter, the advocate, the helper, the Spirit of truth is in us because he sent the Spirit of truth to us, the Holy Spirit, the third person in the Trinity. It says, but you will receive power. So don't get bogged down by the things around you. Don't get bogged down by what you will eat, what you will drink. Don't get bogged down by by the business that you're trying to build. Don't get bogged down by the work you're trying to do. Jesus Christ said that we should seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added. So don't get bogged down by whether the kingdom of Israel will be restored at this point in time. But prioritize, focus on having that power, that is the promise of the Holy Spirit, to do good, to heal, to walk in the miraculous. That the signs and wonders will be performed through you, through me. Jesus told his disciples, let your light so shine that men may see your good work and glorify your Father in heaven. Is your light shining? Some will not believe unless they see signs and wonders. Are you the one that the Lord will use to do those signs and wonders? How is he speaking to you now? Do not hold back. Do not resist his move. I pray that for each and every one of us as we continue in this month of July, said it is the month of completeness, the month of perfection, that the Holy Spirit will have his perfect work in us. That will not grieve the Spirit of God in the mighty name of Jesus. We will comply, we will walk and work with the Holy Spirit. That which he wants us to do, we will comply in Jesus' name. Give me grace to follow. Abundant grace to give me grace to follow. Your grace is enough. Give me grace to follow. Abundant grace to follow. Give me grace to follow. Your grace is enough for me. Indeed, Lord, we know that your grace is sufficient for us. As we go through the remainder of this month, O Lord, your word says that as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. Help us to be yielded to your leading, O God. That will follow you, will be in step with you in the mighty name of Jesus. That through us, as you did with Jesus Christ himself, because you were with him, he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed, all who were possessed. That Lord, as you're with us, we will go about doing good and healing in the mighty name of Jesus. As you're with us, O God, we will manifest that miraculous power that the Holy Spirit in us gives in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you all the praise, Father, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.